Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Reverend Ted Isaki grew up in Monterey, California. He's pastored Christ Presbyterian Church in Hollywood and Wintersburg Presbyterian Church in Santa Ana, California. He's currently the senior pastor of El Estero Presbyterian Church in Monterey. His wife, Kazuko, of over 26 years, passed away in December 2013 after a long, hard-fought battle with liver and lung disease. He's here to share about that part of his journey and the lessons that the Lord has taught him in the process. We pause for a moment, as we typically do here at the Good Life Radio program, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Show, dear friend, is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Even as Pastor Ted has experienced some very deep moments of struggle and trials, Christ has worked in him and through him and his family to sustain, to uplift, and to use him for the purpose of Almighty God. And the Lord can use you and work through you too. That's why he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried. 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, and the living Christ, who has moved powerfully through Ted Isaki, dear one, he can move in and through your life as well. Pastor Ted is blessed with a beautiful 20-year-old daughter named Sherry. She's currently studying political science and international affairs at Gordon College in Massachusetts. Pastor Ted graduated from Cal State University Fresno and Fuller Theological Seminary. Pastor Ted, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Danny. It's good to be with you.
Ted, where did you grow up? I mentioned Monterey, but give us more.
I grew up on the Monterey Peninsula. I always consider Monterey one of the most beautiful spots in the world. It doesn't compare as much with Hawaii, but it's been a privilege growing up on the Bay Area. Every morning I would wake up and look out at the ocean, and it was just a real joy growing up here.
Mm. Now, there's a famous golf course there. Tell us about your experiences there at this famous golf course.
I guess you're talking about Pebble Beach. And as a child growing up, my father was a golfer. And so my father would go to work, but on Saturdays, he would come home, and he would take my two older brothers and myself, and we would go play at a course called Pacific Grove Municipal Golf Links, which was also right on the coast. But sometimes my father would have golf tournaments there, and he would invite me to come and to help work at the golf tournaments. I was a ball spotter, but yes. That's been my only affiliation with Pebble Beach.
Well, what does it feel like? And I've never been there, so what? Give me a taste. Give me a sense.
Pebble Beach is an awesome course. It's probably one of the most beautiful courses in the world. They have the U.S. Open golf mm-hmm. tournament coming up in 2019. They had the U.S. Open golf tournament there in 2010, and my brother was in charge of the merchandising tent. Oh. So I was able to go out there, was able to work for about 4 hours a day, but then also after my shift was over to go out and to just watch all the golfers like Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. There was just so many great golfers that were in the tournament. So,
did your father play Pebble Beach?
My father did play Pebble Beach, Suzanne.
Wow.
He would play in, he was part of a Japanese-American group, a Nisei Golf Club, and they had tournaments there once a year. So then he would ask me to come and volunteer, and like I said, I was a ball spotter. When people were hitting the balls, I would go and try to let the golfers know where their ball had landed.
Hmm. And what about your brothers? Are either of them golfers?
We play usually when we go on our family vacations together.
Okay, thank you.
But I grew up playing golf from the time I was in elementary school. Continue to play golf maybe 3 or 4 times a year. And it's just great being on the Monterey Peninsula because there's so many great golf courses that are here. And besides the AT&T golf tournament, they also, or the Pebble Beach U.S. Open, they also have the AT&T golf tournament that is here every February.
Ted, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I think my mother had a great influence upon my life. My father died when I was in high school. I was 16 years old when he passed away of liver disease. And my mom worked really hard, and she supported my two older brothers and my sister through college. So she worked very hard. She was a great inspiration in my life.
Are you the youngest?
I'm the youngest. I have two older brothers, an older sister, and then I'm the youngest.
Wow.
Ted, how did you become a Christian?
Well, I grew up attending the Ellisdale Presbyterian Church, the church that I'm pastoring now, but I never heard the gospel message that I can recall. And then I went away to Fresno State in 1975, and I had a roommate who kept on inviting me to go to these Christian meetings. And these Christian meetings were organized through the Navigators. But my friend, my roommate, kept on inviting me to these meetings. And finally, towards the end of the school year, I decided to go. And when I went to those Christian meetings, I heard some singing. I heard testimonies. And it really struck home to me. And it's like the person who was sharing their testimony was really relating to where I was at in my life. And in the summer of 1975, I took off and I walked the John Muir Trail. Goes from Happy Isles in Yosemite all the way down to Mount Whitney, which is about 211 miles long. I walked out with two of my cousins, and every day I would look at the beauty that God had created, and I was wondering, is there a God who created all this? I would see the blue skies, the wildflowers, the mountain lakes, and I'd look up into the heavens at night, and I said, is there a God who created this? Well, that school year began again, and my friend asked me to go one of these Christian meetings held by the Navigators, and again, I was just very impressed by the messages, by the singing, and on the way home, my roommate asked me if I was a Christian, and I said that I was a Christian, and then he asked me how long I had been a Christian. I said, all my life, because I grew up attending church. Well, as we got back to the room that night, I asked if I could read his Bible, and I started with the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, and right there where it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, that was the answer to the question that I had been asking all summer long as I was walking the John Muir Trail, that it indeed was God who created all things. And so I asked my roommate if he would get me in touch with his Bible study leader. And a couple nights later, it was on Tuesday night, October 14th, 1975, at about 8:35, this gentleman came in, shared a track with me, Steps to Peace with God by Billy Graham, and I opened up my heart to Jesus by just saying a simple prayer like, Dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I know I need your forgiveness. I want to ask you to come into my life, make me the kind of person that you desire for me to be. And that was the beginning of a great joy of walking and following Christ for over 40 years now.
Beautiful.
40 years of walking with Christ. And in those years, there have been moments of great joy, of elation, and moments of challenge, moments of difficulty as the Lord has taken you through, even to this point today. And dear friend, as you listen to Pastor Ted Isaki share his journey, his story, it's a reminder to us. It's a reminder to us of how God is here to work in our lives, even in the unfolding of our story. Your story, yes, dear one. Now, I don't know what you're facing right now, but God does. And God knows that He's using Pastor Ted, even with Suzanne and myself, to share heart to heart with you so that you would experience the touch of God, the touch of His love, the touch of His grace. Pastor Ted will share more with us about how he was led into ministry and other things deep in his heart that God has and continues to do. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, if you are a golf lover, then you would know about Pebble Beach. Then you must know about Monterey, California. Our guest today, the Reverend Ted Isaki, senior pastor of El Estero Presbyterian Church, is with us today. I'm joined with my co-host today, Suzanne Maurer, and we're grateful that you're with us. Indeed, the fact that God, in His grace and in His might and in His love, is present with us, yes, to draw us closer to Him, to know Him, to know His love, to experience Him in our lives today. You know, Pastor Ted along with radio host and speaker Dr. Pat Zukeran and singer-songwriter Junko, are leading a journey to Israel. Yeah, journey to Israel, a 12-day Holy Land tour with an optional 4-day tour to Eilat and Petra on September 5th through 16th. You can find out more at evidenceandanswers.org. Pastor Ted's church is El Estero Presbyterian Church, elesteropc.org. Pastor Ted, you shared with us about an over 200-mile John Muir hike that you went on, how God used that to speak to your heart, to change your heart as you looked at the majestic wonders along that trail. How did the Lord lead you to ministry?
Well, after I had become a Christian, I met a young lady while I was at Cal State University, Fresno, and that relationship grew to the point where on August 12th, 1978, we exchanged wedding vows and became husband and wife. Mm. 12 days after that, my wife was tragically killed in an automobile accident. Mm. And that was a very difficult time for me, as you can imagine, losing your bride on your honeymoon. Mm-hmm. But immediately after that, I was surrounded by a lot of friends, the campus pastor at Fresno State, and I was able to get my first job as a youth director at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Fresno. I was so fortunate that the pastor of that church, Reverend Dick Christensen, really took me under his wing. He was always available for me. In the afternoons, we would get together or we'd go out for coffee, and he would just minister to my heart. And during that time, I was working with junior high and senior high young people. And there was one particular young boy who had just lost his mother. And mm-hmm. we became very good friends. We had the opportunity to talk and to share what we were going through as we had both lost loved ones. And felt like the Lord had really used the passing of my wife to help me minister to this other young man. I think he was in eighth grade. But when I just saw what God was doing through my first wife's passing, at the memorial service, I had the opportunity to share what God had meant to my wife and I. And at the end of the memorial service, I gave an invitation if anybody wanted to receive Christ into their heart as Savior and Lord. And I know that my sister accepted Christ, and other family members and friends recommitted their life to Christ. And so I felt like God had used my wife's passing to draw other people closer to himself. And one of my wife's prayers was that her parents would come to know Christ in a saving manner. And 6 months later, my first wife, Cheryl, her parents came to accept Christ into their heart as Savior and Lord. And so it really helped me to see that our plans are not God's plans. Our ways are not God's ways. As far as the heavens are above the earth, so are his ways and his thoughts above ours. And saw really how God had moved and worked and transformed that situation for good. Oh. And then part of the desires that my wife Cheryl and I had were to go to Bible school and to go to the mission field. And I felt that even after she had passed away, I wanted to continue on with the same dreams that we had. So after I had served 2 years as the youth director at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Fresno, I went on a summer mission trip to Japan with a Japanese evangelical mission. They were based out of Three Hills, Alberta, Canada. I went to Kashiwazaki and Niigataken in Japan. Had a wonderful time ministering there during the summer. Following that, I came back and enrolled at Multnomah School of the Bible in Portland, Oregon. They had a wonderful one-year graduate program and received a certificate of the Bible there. And then following that, I was trying to decide, what shall I do now? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that the Lord had laid upon my heart was 1 Timothy 5:8 that says, he who does not take care of the needs of his own family has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So the Lord had just laid upon my heart to move back to Monterey, where I would be able to share the gospel with my mom. I really wanted my mom to come to a saving knowledge of Christ. And again, just through God's sovereignty, he opened up the door for me to become the youth director of three small Japanese Presbyterian churches in the Monterey Bay area. And saw the kids come to a relationship with Christ. And as I was at one of these churches, actually the church that I'm pastoring now, I just felt like the gospel really wasn't being shared in a way that I had hoped it would be shared. And that was really the turning point in my life. I decided that if I could go into full-time Christian work, full-time Christian ministry, and just see one or two people, a family, come to know the Lord, that decision would be worthwhile. And then I thought, well, if I wanted to minister in a Japanese Presbyterian church, one of the things that might be helpful would be to go to Japan to try to learn the language and the culture a little bit better. So in 1983, I went with the Overseas Missionary Fellowship, which was founded by Hudson Taylor in 1865.
Yes.
And spent 3 years up in the northernmost island of Japan, Hokkaido. I was teaching English during church planting, and also had the opportunity to meet a number of wonderful missionaries there, and God used that to give me a better understanding of what missions is all about. And that is where I met, you know, Kazuko, Danny. We've had a wonderful friendship with with you all these years, but met my wife, Kazuko. This was in 1986, and we came back to the States together. I enrolled at Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, and my wife was going to Azusa Pacific University, and she got her degree in psychology, and I got my Master's Divinity at Fuller and graduated in 1989.
Pastor Ted, may I just take you back to you said you opened the Word of God to Genesis, and it spoke to you immediately. But then did he put on your heart to continue on, and did you go on through the Word of God at that time?
Well, I was very fortunate that the person who led me to the Lord did not say to me, okay, you're a Christian, have a nice Christian life. But instead, he met with me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and he discipled me.
Yes.
We went through the Navigator books, The Assurance of Salvation, and he said, just start reading at the Gospel of John. Continue reading through the rest of the New Testament. When you get to the book of Revelation, start over with Matthew. And if you have any questions, write them down. And when we got together, that he would try to help answer those questions. So I was really thankful that he just didn't leave me hanging. But he took me to church. He discipled me. And he really helped me to grow in my Christian walk with the Lord.
And such wisdom to have you start with Matthew and even keep in the New Testament as your questions were answered to then prepare you to get on to Genesis in the Old Testament.
Yes. So I was grateful, and that's really helped me in my own ministry where I felt like the Lord was saying, you know, as you see people come to the Lord, that really the heart of God is discipleship, to help people grow in a deeper, more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
So after graduating from Fuller, how did you enter into the pastoral ministry?
Well, after I graduated from Fuller, I was asked to serve as an intern at the Christ Presbyterian Church of Hollywood. And I was installed as their pastor on November 19th, 1989. At that point, the Christ Presbyterian Church was very small. I think they had 38 members. My very first day in church, there were about 28 people. And I was told if I couldn't get the church to grow, they were going to close the doors. But God was good. God was faithful. And began my ministry, began to see people coming to church, coming to a saving knowledge of Christ. And I think it was just a year after that, Danny, that your father came to visit along with your mother, Eva.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the beginning of our friendship and relationship. They came and they started ministering. And then after a while, they said that they had a son by the name of Danny, who was interning at the Union Church of Los Angeles at that time. And you came to visit, and I think we invited you to preach. The whole congregation was so excited to hear this young man from Hawaii who had a tremendous testimony, a tremendous witness.
Mm-hmm.
And then we asked you to come on and serve with your father as interns at the church. And I guess, as they say, the rest is history. We've been able to enjoy a great friendship together since, I think it was about 1990.
And you have been such an integral part of all that God has used us to do, even from the beginnings, even at that time that you mentioned, opening, being a door opener. And not only that, but a support and a guide as God leads someone who could be, I could be fully transparent with, knowing that I'm loved, knowing that I'm accepted. And I through you, Ted, I've experienced the love of Christ. I've experienced what agape love means. And dear friend, today, as you're listening, you're not just listening to someone share a story, share Pastor Ted share his story. You're listening to a heart being opened to explain to you some things. You see, you might not even be able to analyze and perhaps not even understand everything, but you feel, you sense a grace, you sense the love, the mercy of God. And that's why we're here. That's why we have the Good Life Show. It's to bring you, dear one, like Pastor Ted has experienced many times in his witness and sharing with others, to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. If you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can know Jesus today. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, you can know Christ today. Yes, his arms are outstretched, reaching out to you. His love for you, dear one. And when we come back, Pastor Ted will share more with us about his life when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Suzanne Maurer. We're here with Reverend Ted Isaki from Monterey, California. He's the senior pastor of elesteropc.org. Pastor Ted is going to be leading a tour to Israel along with radio host and speaker Dr. Pat Zukaran and singer-songwriter Junko. They're leading this. It's called A Journey to Israel. It's a 12-day Holy Land tour. There's an optional tour. You can tag on another 4 days and go to Eilat. It's a resort area. And then, of course, to Petra. I've seen pictures of it, and I think being there would be unlike any other. September 5th through 16th, you can find out more at evidenceandanswers.org. Pastor Ted, before our break, you were talking about being at Christ Presbyterian Church of Hollywood. You were there for a number of years, along with Kazuko. We had the privilege of serving with you. My dad and I had that privilege. But what happened through that period, if you can give us more of a broad view, and then how did God lead you on after that?
Well, it was certainly a joy and a privilege to minister with you and your father, David. You both have tremendous hearts for the Lord, a tremendous heart for the lost, and I learned a lot through both you and your father, and it was great to see how the Lord was leading in your life, Danny, as the Lord led you back to Hawaii and as you started the ministry Jesus Christ is Calling You. And just so proud to see how God has used you to touch people's hearts and lives all over the globe. Mm-hmm. But as I had served at the Christ Presbyterian Church of Hollywood for almost 15 years, I began to sense that God was leading me in another direction. And at that time, the Wintersburg Presbyterian Church in Santa Ana was without a pastor, and as they were going through the search process, there were several people that I knew that were attending that church, and they asked if they could submit my name to the pastor nominating committee, and at that time I gave them my approval, and I was just continuing to seeking what the Lord had for my life. And after a number of months as they went through that process, they called me to be their senior pastor starting in August of 2003.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned Wintersburg in the transition from Christ Presbyterian Church. I would say Christ Press, as we've often called the church. It just took me back for a moment, you know, to all the dear people there that had showed the love of Christ and the heart of Christ, and you as the shepherd in this transition to Winnersburg, how did the Lord touch your heart or open your heart for the new season and a new church?
Well, I was a bit worried when I went to Winnersburg. As you know, Danny, the church in Hollywood was a smaller church. As I said, when my first Sunday there were 28 people. Eventually, we got our church up to about 100 people, but we grew to as large as our parking lot, our facilities. And then when I went to Winnersburg, it was a church of over 500 people. So I was a little bit worried about making that transition from a smaller church to a larger church. But I talked to one of the former pastors, Reverend Masaya Hibino, and he said one of the things that you can bring to that church, to Winnersburg, was a desire to know God and would be able to help explain the scriptures to them. And he said that Winnersburg could use an individual like you. So that was a great encouragement to me to accept the call to Winnersburg. And I served there for about 12 years. Mm-hmm. And over that time, what Reverend Hibino had said to me was actually true. I do believe that God used me with a wonderful staff there to help encourage the body of Christ there. We saw a number of people coming to know the Lord, and more than just knowing the Lord, growing as Christ's disciples.
I keep wanting to take you back, but Pastor Ted, as I listen, it just sounds to me like God literally just scooped you up and held you so tightly in his arms of love. As you were experiencing this, did you have a knowledge of that? Did you have a feeling of that? I mean, clearly, when you came to Christ, it was 110%. So, and for you to leave a church, you know, that's not easy to do. And yet you so clearly heard him and followed him. So I'm just wondering what you sensed in a relationship with Christ.
Well, you know, one of the favorite passages of Scripture that I had, and it was the passage of Scripture that my wife and I claimed on our wedding day, was from the words of the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 29, verse 11, where Jeremiah writes, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and to not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And I just sense that God indeed had a plan for our lives, that was a plan to stretch me as an individual, plans to help me continue to grow, not only as a disciple of Christ, but also to grow as a pastor who might be able to help minister in deeper, more significant ways.
And you know, that's such a fun answer for me, Pastor Ted, because clearly what you and your wife did then is seek God with your whole heart. And that's such a key to Jeremiah 29, 11, and 12, is then to go on and seek him with your whole heart. And that's what I would encourage our listeners today, is to literally pray that God would cause you, as I pray daily, that he will cause me to seek him with my whole heart. It's life-changing.
Amen.
Bless you.
Ted, as you went on and God moved and the church continued to grow at Winnersburg there in Santa Ana, what happened in the process with Kazuko and her health?
Well, when I was going back a little bit, Danny, you know, when I was in Japan, it was where I first met Kazuko. And early on in her life, when she was in her teens and in her early 20s, her desire was to pursue a career as a professional golfer.
Oh, another golfer.
And she was doing extremely well. She was playing golf 18, 27, 36 holes a day. But one day, as she was coming home from the golf course, she was being given a ride by an individual who had a little bit too much to drink at the 19th hole. And they were involved in a car accident. in which Kazuko was thrown out of the vehicle. And all this took place in Japan, in Tokyo. Kazuko was hospitalized for about 6 months. And during that time, she received a bad transfusion. And she received blood tainted with the hepatitis C virus. Now, we didn't know that Kazuko had hepatitis C until we adopted our daughter, Sherry. And we adopted Sherry on June 22nd, 1996. And after we adopted Sherry, we decided that one of the things that we should do is to start thinking ahead. And we began to take out a life insurance policy. And as we went through that process, one of the things that we were required to do was to have a physical exam. And when they took the blood test for Kazuko, one of the things that they discovered was that she had the hepatitis C virus. And over that time, since we discovered that, she saw some wonderful hepatologists who tried to take good care of her. In 2001, she went through an experimental drug treatment with ribavirin and some other new tests that were coming out. And after that, Danny, she was never the same. She was always tired. She had a very difficult time getting around. She began to lose her memory. So as we were in Hollywood, you know that she was always right there. She was so supportive of my ministry.
Yes.
She was always reaching out to the Japanese that were in Southern California. She worked hard to teach Sunday school, to disciple them. But after we transitioned down to Wintersburg, she just got tired very easily and didn't have the strength or the stamina to do the same type of ministry that she had in Hollywood. And over the last few years of her life, she was always getting pneumonia. She got pneumonia, I think, 3 years in a row. She began to lose her memory. She was fatigued. And the last year of her life, she was just bedridden. My daughter and I did our best to take care of her. Wintersburg was very gracious because they allowed me to work from 9 to 3, and then I would come home in the afternoon and take care of my wife the rest of the day. So it was a very difficult time for my daughter and I, but one of the things that we said was that we wanted to trust the Lord, and we knew that my wife had a tremendous faith and trust in Christ, and that one of the remarkable things was that during the whole time of Kazuko's illness, she never questioned God. She never got angry at God, but she just accepted this illness from God as an opportunity to be used of Him to help draw other people to Him and to show them, to show others how Christ could be our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble, as Psalm 46:1 says.
Yes. You have a way through experience of connecting, relating, touching people who are suffering, because you know, and you know what you and your family have gone through. You have an entree into people's hearts and lives, and even so, on this broadcast, Pastor Ted, I appreciate you sharing the way that you have, being so open with us and our dear listeners.
Yes.
And yes, dear one, as you hear the transparency, the openness, Pastor Ted, by the way, you know what? It doesn't even stop there. When we come back, he'll share more of things that God has done. You see, the Lord is working even through turmoil. The Lord is working through broken lives, health issues, health problems.
Perhaps, Danny, for such a time as this, to share these stories to encourage others.
Indeed. And we'll be back with more.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a Slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. Pastor Ted Isaki from El Estero Presbyterian Church has been quite transparent with us, opening up about his life and what God has done in and through him. Before our break, he was sharing about what the Lord was doing at Wintersburg Presbyterian Church and what God had done in his the life of his wife, Kazuko Isaki, with hepatitis C as she began to deteriorate. Now, other things have happened since then, and Pastor Ted is here with us. Pastor, what happened after Kazuko began to decline?
Well, for the last year of her life, she was bedridden, and I was so grateful to a very supportive congregation at Wintersburg. They were bringing food over. They were come to visit. They had a ukulele ministry that came to sing songs and encourage her. But after a year of putting up a good fight, running a good race, on December 12th, 2013, Kazuko went home to be with the Lord. And, the hope of every Christian is the hope of spending an eternity with Jesus in the kingdom of heaven. And as 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, to be absent in body is to be present with the Lord. And so my daughter and I, we trust that one day we will be reunited in the kingdom of heaven and be able to share an eternity with her in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm. Now, recently, you, in the transition of you being at El Estero Presbyterian Church, Sherry went on, graduated high school, and went to college. Tell us where she went and what happened as she was there her freshman year.
Well, as Kazuko passed away, one of the things that I was sensing was that God was calling me back home to my home church in Monterey to be able to minister God's love, God's truth to the people that I grew up with. So with Kazuko being gone and Sherry taking off to Gordon College in Wenham, Massachusetts, the timing was good for me to come home to Monterey. But this past December, on December 16th, 2015, Sherry had come home from her winter break from college. And a couple of days later, on December 19th, we were having a family gathering just to welcome Sherry home. While we were at dinner, Sherry began to sense some numbness and tingling in her legs. She thought that her legs were falling asleep. And after we were leaving the restaurant, she was sharing with me that she was having a difficult time walking. We got her to the car, and I thought that it would be good for Sherry just to go to the emergency room at the hospital here in Monterey. And it was really just only about 45 minutes later that from the time she started tingling, the tingling in her feet, the numbness, that she became paralyzed from the shoulders down.
Now, Ted, Sherry's there with you, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She's on another line, Danny.
Sherry, thank you for being with us on our program. What was going on, Sherry, what was going on in your mind and your heart when you're experiencing paralysis?
Wow. Well, while I was experiencing the numbness and tingling for the first time, the first couple hours, I was surprisingly not as anxious as I thought I would be. I have read Johnny Erickson Tata's book a little while after I was already paralyzed, and she's a quadriplegic Christian woman who has an amazing testimony of her own life and journey with God after becoming paralyzed. But what was interesting was that the same thing I did in the car while we were driving to the ER was just recite the Psalm 23. I learned that in choir, and I kept reciting that in my head, the good Lord is my shepherd, and the same thing was also recited when Johnny Erickson Tata was also first paralyzed after her accident.
The Lord comforted you through his word and through Johnny's testimony. What has the process been like for you, Sherry, since then and now? What have you? Tell us what therapy, diagnosis. Bring us up to date.
So the first, about the first week after I first had the paralysis on December 19th, I was at the community hospital of Monterey Peninsula. And I went through many MRIs there, and the doctors there couldn't find a conclusive result of what could be causing my illness. So I had some nice family friends around here, too, from El Estero, who were doctors, neurologists, who advocated for me to go to UCSF, which is a hospital, private hospital in San Francisco, and it is ranked number 4 in neurology in the country. So about the second week that I was paralyzed, I was transferred to UCSF. It was all God's just good mercy to me that I was able to be in the hands of some of the best neurologists in the world. So for 2.5 weeks, I was at UCSF. They gave me a treatment called plasmapheresis, where they replaced my antibodies in my blood that they thought were overreacting or not functioning properly and were attacking my own body. They replaced those, and I had 6 treatments of those over 6 days. And then after that, they still couldn't really find a conclusive result to what was causing my paralysis. So it ended up being diagnosed as idiopathic, which means unknown cause, transverse myelitis, which just basically means myelopathy, which is just inability to move the body, or paralysis.
So Sherry, where do you go from here? How has your progress been? I know there's been some improvement, but where do you go from here?
Well, I have been making excellent progress.
Yes.
It is such a blessing that I've been able to have excellent rehab at the Spinal Cord Injury Center at Santa Clara Valley Medical Hospital. And they are also one of the best in the western part of the U.S. for rehab. And also just the prayers and support of so many people all over the country, people from Southern California, from all the people I met at college who were from all over the country, all over different parts of the globe. It really gave me a lot of encouragement knowing that these people were praying for me, supporting me throughout the way. And it really has shown because I have made excellent progress to the point where I am walking on forearm crutches. So they are an assistive device, but I can get around mostly on my own independently now.
Sherry, did you ever lose the ability to speak?
No, I did not.
Praise God.
Yes, praise the Lord. I was very blessed that none of my speech or my mental ability to process information and things and my memory, it never faded.
Sherry, we've got about 30 seconds or so. Could you give a parting shot to someone who's struggling right now through a moment they would never have expected they would go through? A word of encouragement.
Yes. Well, everyone has their own struggles and hardships in life. The Lord never promised an easy life. But it's good to know that, just remember, there's others who know what it's like to have their life kind of put on hold, but know that the Lord is always with you and He can bring comfort to you whenever it's the struggle. Just remember that only God can provide the peace that you need to get through it.
A word of hope. Yes, a word of hope from Sherry Isaki, and a word of encouragement through her father, Reverend Ted Isaki. Dear one, I hope that indeed you were moved, as Suzanne and I have been. I believe you were too. By the story and the unfolding of the mighty works of God through Reverend Ted Isaki and Sherry Isaki. You can find out more about them at lesteropc.org. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And you know, if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. That's our heart. That's our prayer. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to the Reverend Ted Isaki and Sherry Isaki. Find out more at lesteropc.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just